Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And before we go into what the Lord has placed on my heart these next several days, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your goodness to your people. I thank you, Lord, for all of your bountiful benefits. Lord, I pray that you will touch every listener. Lord, you know the circumstances of their lives. You know the physical condition that their body is in. You see the financial needs that may exist. Father, we thank you that in the most all-encompassing scripture you said, it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so, Father, we know that is your will, and so we can come with confidence and in confidence before your throne of grace. And, Father, I pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, it is your Holy Spirit that gives life, that empowers. Lord, human speech is very inadequate, but it's only the anointing of God, the presence of God, that can change hearts, that can transform lives, that can stir spirits. And Father, I'm praying for the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, that you would be poured out upon every listener and upon the words that I would speak and share. And Father, I thank you in advance with confidence and assurance that you who began that good work in us and in the body of Christ throughout the earth, you're going to complete it because, Lord, your word simply says you are going to have, Jesus is going to have a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. So, Lord, we have scriptural assurance that the work that we ask of you is going to be done. It doesn't go according to our feelings. It doesn't go according to outward circumstances or what our eyes see. But, Lord, it is a deep work of your Spirit. And all you ask of us, Lord, is that we'd be open to you, that our hearts would be open. We would be willing to submit and surrender to whatever you speak to our hearts. We just have to be willing, Lord. And amazingly, you do the rest. Yes, there's discipline, patience, endurance that's required. But God, you supply that through the marvelous miracle of your grace. And so, Father, I pray that you would do that now for those who are listening. Give them the grace they need for whatever difficulties, for whatever mountain, through whatever obstacle they are facing. Lord, that you are going to give them wisdom. You'll give them that faith required and needed, and Lord, that you will give them victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I just want to share my heart for a few moments that as I am faithful to the correspondence ministry, so many of the requests that have come in recent weeks and months, even in this last past year, there have been so many needs that have just broken my heart. So many of God's people going through very desperate and very difficult trials and battles. Now, in one sense, that shouldn't be surprising. We are living in the end times, and we know Satan and his demons are released on the earth to do everything they can to oppose those who love God and to oppose the moving of the Spirit of God, however they can, to oppose the preaching of the gospel. The bottom line is that those who sit in darkness will not see the light of Jesus and be brought to salvation. And so, because we're in such a battle, I have been very burdened. And for several months now, I have been burdened about praying, especially for the physical needs. So many of God's people are going through physical battles. Some of them are immediate. Some of them, in other words, they've just occurred. Some are very serious, life-threatening in terms of the medical profession. And yet I am happy to report many that have been struggling with cancer, for example, God is undertaking, and they are cancer-free, praise God. And COVID-free. I'm thinking of a dear sister that wrote from Washington. But at any rate, we are under attack. And so just know that, well, I always make these broadcasts weeks in advance, but I'm on an extended fast praying for the needs, especially the physical needs. No, there's no need. You know, when you're in pain, that physical need seems to be uppermost, but sometimes it seems we're hit on all levels. And so I do invite you at the close of the broadcast, the announcer gives our contact information, that you would give me the privilege of standing with you in prayer, and I'd be happy to send a prayer cloth to you, believing God for deliverance and healing, according to Paul and what was written in that 19th chapter of Acts, that the demons departed from them and they were healed. Praise God. All right, beloved. So having said that, one of my concerns, because of the hour in which we're living and because of the numerous prophetic voices that are talking about, and for not just recently, but for many years, of a great end time harvest that's going to occur. In fact, we've been hearing that for a long time. Many different men back in the 20th century even were speaking of what God was going to do before Jesus returns. And so what I want to speak about to stir all of our faith is about answered prayer. Now, that's a subject that's been preached on and ministered on for a very long time. And some of these are fairly basic, but I believe with the empowering of the Holy Spirit, He can quicken things, perspectives, understandings we may never have had before. And some of that is the key that we need to answered prayer. All right. So we've asked the Lord to help us as we share the word, and we trust God that He is going to speak to all of our hearts. I'd like to begin by reading that beautiful prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer. It's really our prayer, found in Matthew, the 6th chapter. And I'd like to start reading at verse 7 through verse 13. These are the words of Jesus, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them." Let me just pause. What's he saying? We don't have to repeat the same things over and over in terms of some kind of said or rote prayer, but we can trust God. He knows our heart, and to just converse with Him, our Father, who is such a wonderful, loving Father and the dearest friends that we have. And so we don't need to use vain repetitions, thinking that as many times as we say a certain phrase or sentence, that that's going to make us be heard. It says, to continue on in verse 7, "For they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask Him." In other words, whatever you're going to pray about, He knows exactly what those needs are, and He's waiting for you to verbalize them. Or sometimes you cannot literally with words, but in your heart, you can speak to the Lord. You may be in various situations where you can't speak out loud. And verse 9, here it is. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Praise God. All right, so what are some of the very simple lessons we can learn? Just some overarching thoughts that Jesus expressed? Well, first of all, and it's not just as we pray this prayer, but anytime when we come to the Lord, our time to pray, hopefully you will have a set time every day. We can pray on the run. You've done that. I've done that. And he honors that. But there's nothing to take the place of an actual settled time to be with the Lord. So we begin by worship. Hallowed be thy name, right? And then secondly, simply God's will be done on earth. That's what we want to see as it is in heaven. That's what we want to see, righteousness restored to the earth. We know, however well-meaning we pray, however diligent, we know that peace and righteousness and goodwill toward men is not going to prevail in full until Jesus returns. But it's our responsibility, our privilege, our responsibility to pray for this, because we can affect and influence the people we are praying for. And so we need to pray for God's will. And then it goes to give us this day our daily bread. What's that talking about? It's personal provision, right? Not just food, but all the things that we have need of, finances and clothing and shelter. And then fourthly, there's forgive us our debts as we forgive others who trespass against us. That refers to have a heart of forgiveness, that we can't let bitterness or unforgiveness reside in our heart. And then the last is to deliver us from evil, deliver us from the snares, the attacks, the deceptions, the work of the enemy that would seek to turn us aside. And so we see we need to have a right attitude, right thinking, and the right kind of speech. And it's time now that I must bring this broadcast to a close. And we'll begin tomorrow by looking at a passage in the Gospel of Mark. Please know that I dearly love you, my UCM partners. I'm convinced there's none in the world like you guys. And also my radio family. Some of you have never written, but I always say this. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, if there is some special need in your life, whatever, if he's moving on you, I do invite you to write and share those needs. And I will pray the prayer of faith and agree with you for that answer. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I do ask if you would like a personal answer to include your mailing address, but I certainly will pray and confirm receipt. I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.